Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Chris Lamb Coaches Podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our weekly get-together with Chris Lamb, talking Shocker volleyball in this Coaches Show podcast. The Shockers split two matches over the weekend, final weekend of the regular season, losing at home to first-place Rice and then getting a victory Sunday at Temple. Going back to the Rice match, you mentioned something maybe even last week that's a little bizarre about this season. You have been much better away from home than you were at home this year.
Yeah, I'd like to know the solution to that. But right off the bat, we lost a home opener to Kennesaw, rebounded nicely the next day to beat Arkansas. But then, 4 weeks in, we're on the road, getting better, and then start conference play. And right off the bat, some of our head scratchers were right here in Coke Arena. Some of our better matches were on the road. So, yeah, it kind of sunk in. Now, what I would say in regards to the Rice game, like, there's plenty of games or matches in my career where I would say beating somebody in three or losing to them in three wasn't really an indicator to that being better or worse than a four or five game match. Our three-game loss to Rice was as good as we played in a long time, and maybe even better than our five-game loss to them at Rice. It was just a lot of high-level volleyball going on. Yeah, of course we didn't win, and of course we got swept, but there was a lot to like there. My concern, I'm sure you're going to talk about Tulsa, but my concern was being able to rebound from that and hit the road. I'm sorry, I meant Temple. Hit the road and get off to Philadelphia on a fast turnaround, early morning flight, and be able to play well. And I thought our team was pretty composed and took care of business out in Temple for that win also.
Talking about the Rice match, and you mentioned a lot of high-level volleyball, particularly defensively, would it be fair to call that match kind of the volleyball equivalent of a rock fight?
Yeah, and it was our best defensive match. We had to 59% digs. It's just a weird little volleyball stat that I came up with years ago. And they were at 56, so they dug us better than the conference and better than what they'd been digging the conference. But we also dug them really, really well. I mean, it was clearly the defensive, masterpiece for us for the season. And, I hope that bodes well moving forward. We also had another nice defensive performance yesterday at Temple. So high-level volleyball, Rice is loaded with talent and skill. There's talent in the league everywhere. They just have the best blend of talent and skill, offense and defense both ways. So I just felt that they brought out the best in us, Rice did, and I'm hopeful that we can keep this momentum going because I liked how we played the last two matches.
We had the opportunity after the match to interview Taylor Preston, their outstanding outside hitter, who you have mentioned certainly could be a candidate for player of the year in the conference. And one of the things she did was compliment your defense and said their libero is ridiculous, meaning Gabby Moss, who had 27 digs in that match.
Yeah, if Gabby didn't get hurt this year, I feel like things could have gone different. We certainly didn't have her when we were at Rice in a five-game loss. I know, and I think that she's capable of being a libero of the year talent. I don't think she'll get postseason awards for all the matches missed. And there's Rice's libero is way up there. Charlotte's libero is really good. There's a few. I'd love the North Texas libero, but Gabby needs to be on the list. And I'm very happy to hear Miss Preston acknowledge Gabby. She had a terrific match.
You know, one other name I wanted to mention, because it's one that we haven't really talked about, but Eleanor Engel came here as a transfer from a Division II program, and she hasn't played a lot this year, but when she has, she's had a knack for putting up pretty good percentages hitting-wise, and she had another one of those in the amount she got to play against Rice on Friday.
Yeah, both starting middles, Allie and Maddie, were both in the negative for the match. I commented to my friends after the match, I don't think we've gone negative for two middles in any match, probably going all the way back to 2002, so that was frustrating. Eleanor did come in and go 4-on-9 and earned the starting job at Temple, but then was also not doing well, and we get more blocking when we add Allie, so we decided to make that switch. But yeah, so glad happy for her. She's been working hard all season long for her opportunity, and that's what you tell all the backups. He's like, you just never know, and you need to be ready. And Eleanor came in against the best team in our league, the best defensive team in our league, and got 4 kills on 9 attempts.
It was senior night, and you never know how those things are going to go. Those can be really emotional to the point where it's a negative for your team. Sometimes it's a positive. But given who you were facing, it wasn't a great night for Brooklyn Leggard, Emerson Wilford. But Katie Gallagher was certainly a part of the good defense that you played.
Yeah, the defensive effort was definitely what stood out. Rice is the best defensive team in our league, and they can certainly set their sights on who they want to deal with. And Emerson, because she's in the M1 role or the L1 role for us now, it's just a little added pressure. But everybody's going to focus on Brooklyn and Sydney in their scouting reports. That's who's busy for us. They start there. That's who's got the most firepower for us. So, you know, and Rice has got everything they need to be able to take a lot away from them. Good blocking, the leading blocker in the conference is a middle at Rice, and then, you know, the army of littles, as we say around here, they're libero plus the two other DSs that come in. I mean, every one of those girls could be a starting libero somewhere in our conference, and that's how good they are. So yeah, that was going to be a lot for us to score. We held them to 29%, but they held us to 27%. So it was one of the lower offensive matches for us this year, but that was to be expected. I was just very proud of our defensive effort to hold them under 30.
We'll be back with Chris Lamb as we talk Shocker volleyball heading into the postseason right after this.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back with Chris Lamb on our Shocker Volleyball Coaches Show podcast. And you touched on this in the opening of our discussion, but you might just let the fans know a little bit of the specifics about your turnaround from a Friday night match to getting to Philadelphia to play Temple on Sunday.
Well, so happy that Ashley, our assistant, Ashley Holton, had the wherewithal to recognize that, you know, we had a 7 o'clock match with Rice, and then senior night, which is going to put another hour after the match, you know, with celebration stuff with families, and then, you know, a 6 a.m. flight. So Ashley was the one that got the match changed to 6, which was huge because that flight was getting out early, you know, and we actually flew to Denver to then go east to Philly. And then, you know, it's just busy airport, takes a while to get to the bus, takes a while to get, you know, through traffic. We just went right to the gym. And well, first we went and got something to eat. Then we went to the gym and practiced. Then we checked into the hotel. And there's just something. Everybody's talking about, it's professional sports, about how it's just proven that going east is harder than going west. And then you get there, and it's, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but yet it's already dark. So you're already feeling like it's late, and, you know, you get kind of tired. And you know, that's just something that you do this job long enough, you notice it, and you hope you're big enough to handle it. Then the next morning comes fast because you got a 1 o'clock match, and you guys got to get up and get to your scouting report. We'd put all of our eggs in the rice basket for our prep for the week, and it was the first match. You never want to look past anybody, but we didn't have a lot. We didn't have a lot that we gave the athletes for the Temple match, and it was just a coaching decision. And so really proud of the team for coming out in the first set. We scored 23 points in that first set of 25. We earned 23. So that's hard to do. So it just shows you that they were ready to go. And it's a good thing because you've certainly seen – I don't know what you'd say about basketball season or baseball season, but I'm always telling people right around Halloween in volleyball, weird things happen. And most of the time it's, you know, a better team losing to a lesser team on the road. As the season gets long, the weather changes, the midterms, everybody's tired and sore, and a lot of crazy things have happened. So really proud of the team for being able to go to Temple in a tough, quick turnaround and come back with that win.
Well, and it's a little bit unusual. I mean, you've been in this league long enough now. I don't know how much this has happened. I haven't really kept track. But Missouri Valley Conference days, you played everybody home and home. So by the time you got to a last match in the regular season, you'd seen your opponent before, where this was the first time you'd faced Temple. And as you said, not a lot of time to prepare really at all.
Yeah, and then to add to that, Temple didn't play anybody all year that was who we were about to play. So you know, we just don't go back that far. So, you know, we're not even getting our eyes on these girls until video from the last couple of weeks. So there's just some teams each year in a schedule like this, like you mentioned, it's not a double round robin, that will go for a while, and you just really don't know what you're looking at. And that was the case with Temple. And again, that's super excited about our ability to go out there and be ready to compete.
It's been a season in which, in a lot of matches, you've had one set, one game that was just a little totally out of the ordinary with everything else. That was the second set on Sunday. You hit 139 and lost that one 25-20, but you hit at least 350 in all the other three sets and pretty much dominated those.
Yeah, and it was kind of I thought it was more of a mental thing because, you know, right off the bat, we were scoring well and doing well and got off to an early lead in the first set and won that one going away. But to start the second set, just started with a handful of errors, and then they were up big, and every time we pushed a little, they'd push back and always maintain the lead. So it was one of those things where you just don't know how much spirit they had in them. But once we reset the dial at one game apiece, we were the best team in the gym for the last 45 minutes to an hour. But you know, those things are concerning. I mean, I'm a little disappointed that the set two started the way that it did and we weren't able to come back. But you know, like I said, at least we had the composure to lose that set and rebound, and you know, coaches made a little bit of an adjustment, and we competed and we executed real well and won that game going away.
The decision on whether you go 5-1 or 6-2 this year has depended a lot on the opponent, and we've talked about the pros and cons of those two systems. But well, when you've gone 5-1, Jordan Heatherly has just been a double-double machine, not only with a really good assist total, but picking up a lot of digs when she's on the back row.
Yeah, so the problem, and this is volleyball has its things, and this isn't the first time, you know, that's ever I've been involved with this. But, you know, the idea to go to a 5-1 or 6-2, at the end of the day, our issue is our setting is a problem when we go to a 6-2 and we lose some ball control, not just at the setting position, but passing and defense. And then we just don't have what volleyball calls a bona fide M1. We've been working on it. We've been working on it all spring. I mean, Allie and Eleanor and Maddie have certainly been in that role in practice over and over. But every time we get out there to play, you can just tell, you know, we're just not potent enough. So it's just a tough coin toss. Be a little dysfunctional in the 6-2, or be a little anemic, as I say, in the 5-1. And it's just we've sort of proven to play more consistent volleyball in the 5-1. But that said, we still work on our 6-2 every single day, and our 6-2 could be what you see against North Texas in our next match. I mean, we literally are doing this thing. You know, we train them both, and we try to get a feel for who looks good, who's hot at the moment. And you could just as easily see a 6-2 on Friday in Tampa as a 5-1, even though we've been in the 5-1 the last couple of matches.
Coach Lamb touched on the upcoming match as the Shockers open play in the conference tournament, and we will get to that when we come back.
Commitment to savings.
It's all good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Welcome back to our Get Together with Chris Lamb, talking Shocker volleyball. Shockers head off to the American Conference Tournament as the 5 seed. They'll play the 4 seed, North Texas, on Friday at 12:30 Central Time, the match taking place in Tampa. North Texas only played once. That was here. They won in 5, 16-14 in the fifth. It was a match in which you outscored them by 4 points over the course of the 5 sets, but ended up losing 3-2.
Yeah, it's one of those. It happens. In fact, the last it was just in the final set, the fifth set, we made our errors. We had to lead late. Just a tough one. You know, you do this long enough, you're on every side of that. We started that match in a 6-2. We were down 2-0, went to a 5-1, and we're pretty dominant for sets 3 and 4, and then just made errors in the fifth. But, you know, I think one thing I like about North Texas is they play as hard as anybody in the league. I think that, you know, they're squeezing every drop out of what they have, and, you know, hats off to them for kind of making that their identity. And that's what I will be speaking to big time tomorrow in practice. It would be just like, are you tough enough to compete with them? I know we're good enough. Are you tough enough? I'm going to play that card all day tomorrow and the next day, Mike. I'm not going to stop, but maybe I'll inspire them with that a little bit. But that's what I've liked about North Texas, is just how they've kind of maxed out everything that they've got, and everybody should be trying to do that. But, you know, figure out how you can be your most potent, and then, you know, play like hell, and you fight like hell, and that's what I think about North Texas. So good for them. They've earned it, and they've been playing pretty well lately. They took a set from Rice the other day, I saw, and I haven't gotten into that match yet, but I'm eager to do so. And a couple of nice pieces. I mean, they got a middle that's scoring now. The right side player transfer, Kuroshaw, we've always known about her, and she can do a lot for them, blocking and attacking. But it's, you know, I think their freshman libero is most underrated player in the league, in my opinion. I really don't know what other coaches think about her, but I think that's a girl that is a rising star. Everybody out there, I mean, everybody who plays to that back row is a rangy defender. So they're gonna make you beat them.
That match was on October 26th, so is that recently enough that it should be fairly fresh in your players' mind? And, of course, I know you'll go over stuff, but maybe a little easier to kind of pick up on what you need to do having played them that recently.
To me, when you lose a match like that and you identify sort of what you think went on, some of the things you have to say to your team doesn't go down well. And, you know, they got to hear me say that somebody looked like they were more interested. Somebody played harder, you know. And the bad news is now it's in your DNA. I mean, you just don't get to pretend like that'll never happen again. And it's exactly what happened against Charlotte. Again, another home game that I'll scratch my head on. But, I mean, we've had a few matches within the last couple of weeks where, you know, I just feel like the other team is fighting a little harder than we are, Mike, and that's a tough one for me to swallow, but hopefully the reset button of the conference tournament, we've been here before. We won an NIVC tournament 2 years ago. We won this conference tournament last year, and, you know, anything could happen, and we know that, and we know it's worth fighting for, so I'll be playing that all week this week in practice, and hopefully they respond.
And just from an execution standpoint, does it help a little? You lost the first two sets in that match, and you mentioned came back and won 3 and 4. Does that maybe help a little bit to focus on some things you improved on and that were effective against them the first time?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like we had found something, and the fifth set, you know, is only a 16-14, and that wasn't indicative of we just made errors. But I mean, tomorrow I'm going to go heavy into us and things I think that I know we need to do. We were watching some of our swings this morning, and then the following day will be pretty much all about North Texas. But tomorrow I'll have some North Texas in it. But we've got a few things we've got to iron out in this whole 5-1-6-2 thing that we're juggling back and forth with.
You're listening to Chris Lamb, and he and I have a final segment for you when we come back.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHCareers.com.
Welcome back to our discussion with Chris Lamb, and this segment's going to be a little bit different. We've kind of talked about what's just happened and what's coming up. If you have not heard, on Friday it was announced that I will be retiring at the end of this academic and athletic year, and so it's possible this might be the last one of these shows that Lambeau and I do together, and I wanted to reflect a little bit because the experience with you has been unique to me. I came into your sport in 2005. It was decided a week before that season started that I was going to do all your volleyball matches. And my technical knowledge and knowledge of strategy and so forth of your sport was almost non-existent. And so I want to thank you, first of all, for being a great teacher and mentor right from the first trip to Houston for that tournament.
Well, we logged a lot of miles together on those buses. And, you know, I actually think that Wichita State Volleyball logged more miles on buses. Our conference is so big, and we bus everything. Other conferences are either smaller or they're bigger, and they fly places. So we'd certainly done that. We've talked about everything. Of course, we talked a lot about volleyball. But, you know, it's not just the time we spent together, but the bus trips for me, that's a book I would like to write. Just loved cruising around the country with the team in the back. We had sleeper buses back then, and everybody's just asleep all day. They're doing their homework. We're just together 24/7, and then the whole time you and I are in the front two seats of that thing, well into the night, talking about just about everything, I think, Mike. Obviously I knew that sooner or later we'd get the announcement that Mike is going to hang it up for more family time. You know, what do I say? It's been the best, and I wonder how many coaches got as much quality time as I have because of maybe the buses and what that allowed for us. But, yeah, we've been in a lot of gyms together. We've been in a lot of restaurants and cities together and hours throughout the night on the bus, and that is deep in my heart, the bus rides with Mike and my team. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't know if people that weren't there or have never done that would understand. They might, oh, now you're flying everywhere, and that's got to be better. The bus trips were tiring to some degree, but it was a bonding experience 100%. Like no other. And as you said, certainly we talked volleyball, but we talked other sports and life and just all kinds of random conversations, and occasionally some of the players would jump in. And one of the things that I really enjoyed about all of that, in the Missouri Valley days, I bussed with volleyball and baseball, and certainly got to know the student athletes as well as the coaches better, and formed relationships that I just don't get the chance to do anymore.
Yeah, there's a lot missing from the way we do business now compared to the old days. Every aspect of our job is changing, and of the sport. I mean, like, there was a comment today about how, you know, they're making media day and all this, you know, what social media stuff seem more important than the matches themselves as we're preparing for this tournament, and coaches are kind of laughing and giggling about it. But I'm like, no, there's something to that. It's just things are changing, and you know, I miss the, like you said, 2005. Well, that was the 2005 team was the first group of athletes that said yes to coming to Wichita State, back when coming to Wichita State for volleyball wasn't all that cool. So, I mean, you were there for Andy Hartig and Darcy Voss and Laura Gear and Jennifer Ray and Karen Osberger and Sarah Eunice. And, I mean, I will always remember that group. Of course, they got here before 2005, before you. But, I mean, you got to be there front and center with the girls that put us on the map. And I still remember us being down two in Springfield and me waiting for stats to come off the printer before I went into the locker room at the intermission. And when I went in there, all I heard was a very angry Darcy Voss, and I didn't have all I said was, yeah, what she said. And we went around and turned that around, and Mike, you told me in the bus that was one of the toughest moments you've ever seen, you know, in a Shocker comeback in any sport. And you know, that's never left me. That was a, you know, Missouri State and us would wage war, and back then they had one up on us, so it was like a changing of the guard, I felt, and you were there for ground zero for that. And you know, that group and that, those memories are as vivid for me as any of them.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I will say to this day, the greatest comeback I've ever seen in a sport, because not only were you down 2-0, you were down at least 3 or 4 points in each of these subsequent games and just refused to lose. And that was one of, having never done a women's sport, been close to it until then, the realization that these are young women, they're very female, but competitive as heck, just as competitive as guys, just as serious about their sport. That was a really fun thing for me to be around.
Yeah, and Darcy Voss, you know, leading the way. And, you know, and she was also banged up back then, so she was playing one match a weekend. We had to be very, very careful on her foot. But, you know, I just there's so much about, you know, the imprint that Darcy left, a late add to our team. Saw her on the opposite side of a net in a video of another recruit that sent me her stuff, and I was trying to figure out who this was, and in fact it was Laura Gear's father who knew who that was, and that's how it all, you know, came to be. But you know, a really special player in our program, and you know, I just got to give her the group, but I mean, that moment that you and I got to witness and be a part of had Darcy Voss's fingerprints all over it.
Well, again, it's been a fun run. I hope that we're back here next week talking about you winning another conference tournament and all of that. But I just wanted this opportunity to say thank you for what's been a really fun ride over these 20-plus years.
Absolutely, Mike. And let's make sure we stay in touch throughout this. I'm going to come to a lot of basketball and baseball games this year. You'll see me in your swan song. But we got to keep it going, brother.
All right, that is that for this week. The Shockers open play in the conference tournament Friday, 12:30 Central, against North Texas in the 5-4 matchup. And we are done for this week with our Shocker Volleyball Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast. We'll be right back.
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.